In the garage behind his house in Grafton, Ken Cushing works on cars. Old cars, mostly.
And what you're looking at here is the fenders from a 1922 Kissel. Amelia Earhart used to have one of those. There's only about 15 in existence now, by the way.
But when Cushing walks back to the house, he shifts to trains. For the last 14 years, he's been writing a book on the history of the Northern Railroad. With 174 miles of track and almost a century and a half of life, the story of the Northern Railroad, as Cushing tells it, begins with the story of walking. His first chapter is called Shank's Mare.
Yeah, are you familiar with the expression Shank's Mare?
No.
Shank's Mare is someone who's walking. Prior to 1830, the scenario was we were just on the threshold of the Industrial Revolution. But up to that time, everybody was, you know, you walked to get around.
In the 1830s and 40s, as trains began to clickety-clack their futuristic way across Great Britain, where the railroad was invented, a particular malady overtook the Shank's Mare walkers of the world.
Everybody wanted a railroad. Oh, man, it was called railroad fever. You had to be online. And we're not talking internet here, okay? This is online, really online, physically online. And railroads were being built left and right in New England.
Chartered in 1844, the Northern Railroad took a year to plan and two to build. By 1847, steam locomotives traveling between Concord and Lebanon stopped every 3 miles to load up with fresh wood and water and to drop off and pick up passengers and mail.
You know, you lived there with the mine in full swing and the trains coming and going all day and people coming to the store to shop.
That's Jean Gove. In 1935, when she was 5 years old, her parents bought the general store in Grafton. Ruggles Mine was nearby, and Cardigan Station was right across the street.
At night, there would be freight trains, and they were pretty loud. Freight train clickety-clack, clickety-clack, and they're pretty noisy.
These days, Gove lives in West Lebanon with her cat and dog.
Yeah, he's 16. The dog's 12, and I'm 89, so this is like an old folks' home.
But she remembers taking the train with her father to Lebanon in 1940-something, and unknowingly seeing the site of her future home.
And I'd ride right by here, and this was just a farmer's field. And I'd think, I'd never want to live here. Everything is gray. The laundry hanging out is gray, and everything was smoke and cinders from the trains. And here I've lived here 65 years.
Here was the thing. If you were a seasoned traveler, you carried two sets of clothes. One you wore on your back, and then when you got to your destination, a change of clothes. And you would be saturated in coal dust and the smell and everything else.
Before the railroad, Ken Cushing says, it would take a farmer 6 days to Shank's Mare his way from Lebanon to Massachusetts to sell his cattle or produce.
With a railroad, one day. That's considerable savings in time and effort. And I'll tell you, there was a lot of traffic on this line. By 1893, they had 24 trains a day coming through here. And they were talking about double tracking it because there was so much traffic.
Cushing says the Northern thrived for nearly 50 years.
But it's 1892, okay? Things are booming, okay? You know, the dot-com bubble, whatnot, that's what was happening here. And then when you get the next year, 1893, you know what happened? The dot-com, it burst, right?
The Panic of 1893, it was called.
By the time they worked their way out of that, it was a whole new world. There was a new mode of transportation on the horizon, the automobile, and that changed everything. A lot of the farms became unprofitable. With electrification back in the early 1900s, a lot of the mills went down closer to where the cotton was. By the end of World War II, population Grafton was about 365 individuals. Back in 1860, I think it was about over 1,300 people. So that's quite a drop.
Though the Northern valiantly struggled on through the 1960s and early 70s.
The last through train was 1982 or thereabouts. There was no ceremony. Nobody said goodbye.
To me, I thought there was always going to be trains. I never dreamed that there wouldn't be the train line.
Cushing acknowledges the irony of the old railroad line being used now as a walking path, and jokes that his last chapter might also be called Shank's Mare. Despite that, he's hoping for a different ending.
Standing Hampshire owns that right away. So on any day, Amtrak, for example, could say to state, hey, we want to reintroduce passenger rail to Montreal. State would have to say, hey, trail users, get the hell off the track.
Something Ken Cushing wouldn't mind hearing in his lifetime. For NHPR News, I'm Sean Hurley.
Freight train, freight train, run so fast.
freight train.